Baptist Church, a church on the way to God's heart, presents a message for your life. Get ready and take notes, because God wants to speak to you today. And now, Pastor David Rodriguez.
I thank God for the honor and the glory to be here with you today. Like he said, my name is Freddie Zayas, and I'll give you a little background of myself. I was born and raised in Brooklyn, New York, which I always called the capital of Puerto Rico. My family is from Puerto Rico, but I grew up my whole life in New York till I joined the military. We have 4 children, 6 grandchildren, but I thank God because when I put him in my life, he's the one that takes us where he needs us to be. Many people would ask, well, what are you doing out here? Well, this is where God brought me. We came here last year, August of last year, where they offered her the job. She had originally put in for the store in Biloxi. But when she went for an interview, they offered her Gretna. And she came home, she said, where's Gretna? I said, oh, I don't know. I didn't know, but I had remembered that I had been here for orientation at the seminary, and they gave us a T-shirt. And she said, it's supposed to be close to New Orleans. So we looked at the T-shirt, and we found it. Oh, there it is, right down there, the bottom of the T-shirt. But we're here because God, but if I'm going to have her stand up so you could at least look at her face so she could be familiar with her. That's my wife. We've been married 26 years. Come this December, it'll be 26 years. And I'll say it's been some wonderful years. I'm a man of many bad habits. I'm a man of, I have a lot of baggage with me, but she has made me better than what I am. And I thank God for that. But today, I want to take you on a journey. And I've always said that these stories in the Bible, God put them there for a reason. They may be, and a lot of people say, well, these are old stories. I say, yeah, but you know what? Somehow or another, these stories, they hit us where we need to be hit. They touch where we need to be touched. And today I'm going to talk to you, and you may be familiar with this passage here, but I'm going to take you to Luke 19, verses 1 through 10. About a man who was looking for something. And it reads like this. He entered Jericho and was passing through. And there was a man called by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. Zacchaeus was trying to see who Jesus was and was unable because of the crowd, for he was small of stature. So he ran on in ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree in order to see him, for he was about to pass by that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for today I must stay in your house. And he hurried and came down and received him gladly. When they saw it, they all began to grumble, saying, he has gone to be the guest of a man who is a sinner. Zacchaeus stopped and said to the Lord, behold, Lord, half of my possessions I will give to the poor. And if I have offended, defrauded anyone of anything, I will give back 4 times as much. And Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because he too is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Thank God for the word, reading of the word. Now here we have a man. And Zacchaeus was a man of short stature. But the gospel tells us that he was a chief tax collector. And back then, as you remember, by reading the Bible, the tax collectors were not looked upon very generous. They were looked upon goodly. People didn't like them. I know what that is because I used to work for H&R Block for 7 years. And even though I was not collecting taxes, I was helping people prepare their taxes, I still got some very bad words thrown at me. Especially when you told them, well, it looks like you're going to owe the government this year. They didn't like to hear that. When you tell them they're getting a refund, they dance all the way out the door. But Zacchaeus, not only was he a tax collector, but it says also that he was the boss. He had people working for him. But there's another thing that it tells us about Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was not a man of height. He was not a man of average height. They say he was short stature. He was a short man. Now, I don't know what nickname they give people here of that stature. But growing up in Brooklyn, we used to call him Pee Wee. That was the nickname we used to give people. But I remember one guy, and everybody called him Pee Wee. But Pee Wee was tough. Pee Wee was mean. Pee Wee was the leader of one of the biggest gangs in my neighborhood. And when Pee Wee got in front of you, you were scared. Because standing behind Pee Wee was the 6 foot guys, about 6 or 7 of them, 6 foot plus, standing behind them. And you knew you were in trouble. You couldn't get out of that. But that's the way Pee Wee was. Now, Zacchaeus, here, we find that Zacchaeus is looking for something. The Bible doesn't tell us what it is that he's looking for. But we know one thing. When Jesus came to this earth, when he set foot on this earth, things started to change. The world started to change. And Zacchaeus knew that he heard about this man, Jesus. He didn't know who he was, but he wanted to find out who he was. But he couldn't be, if you ever had been at a parade, and you're standing in a crowd, and you're trying to see who's coming, you're doing this. If you're short. But he got smart. He went and climbed a tree. And he said, I'm going to find out who this guy is. I'm going to see who he is. And he climbed that tree. He had a good vantage point. Here he comes. I see him. That's one thing he didn't count on. Jesus knew who Zacchaeus was. And he called out to Zacchaeus and said, hey, Zacchaeus, come on down. Because today I got to spend it in your house. Now I want you to put yourself and imagine someone that you never met, someone that you don't know, walking down the street, stops you and says, I'm going to spend the day in your house today. How would you react? What would you do with something like that? Now, men, if you take him home, I hope you called your wife first. Because if I show up at home at my house with a guest without calling my wife, I'm going to have to explain myself later. Because nobody likes that surprise. But Zacchaeus didn't grumble. Zacchaeus didn't say anything. He just jumped off that tree. And they walked down the road. He didn't give no excuses. He said, oh, no, my house is not ready. My house is not clean. I don't have any food. Oh, I live too far away. He gave him no excuse. He gladly got off that tree and went with him walking down the street. Now, the Bible tells us that as they walked, the people around him started to grumble. Now, remember, he's got his disciples with him. But I don't think it was the disciples that started grumbling about him going home with Zacchaeus. I think it was the people in the crowd. The people that came to see Jesus looked at Zacchaeus. Number one, he was a tax collector. Number two, he was rich. And number three, he was short. So they looked at him and said they had no respect for him. But this is the very first time that no matter what else they said about him, what they said today to him hit him very hard. I believe that this is the first time that Zacchaeus in his life, anybody has ever called him a sinner. Because it stopped him in his tracks. It hurt. It hurt him. Now, I remember when I was looking for something in my life. I seeked everywhere and I couldn't find. I had lost something. I knew I had lost it and I couldn't find it. And I met a pastor. And he said, let's sit down here and let's talk. And we sat in a little sidewalk street. There on the sidewalk, we sat down and we talked. And he started telling me about the love of Christ. I didn't remember what that was in my life a long time ago. But he told me, he says, God loves you. Jesus loves you. And he invited me to church several times. And I said, yeah, I'm coming. But I didn't want to go without my wife. But I remember on Christmas Eve service, I told her, I'm going to church. She said, yeah, go ahead, go. I may or may not go with you, but you go ahead and go. And I sat in the back of the church. And as I was sitting back there, he was preaching. And he said these words, we don't preach religion in this church. We preach relationship with Christ. And it hit me like a rock. Hit me in my heart that I have found what I was looking for, a relationship with Christ. A relationship that I had lost years before, but I have found it at this church. And I cried like a baby, sitting back there, crying like a baby. Because I had found what I had lost. And I ran home, got in my car, dark as it was, I got home, and I looked at my wife, she looked at me, what's going on with you? And I said, I found what I had lost. She said, good for you. And I kept going back to the church. And eventually, about 2-3 weeks later, she woke up one Sunday morning and said, you know what, I'm going to go to church with you today. And we haven't stopped ever since. But it's because we found what we had lost. We found what we were looking for. Zacchaeus was looking for something. But he didn't know what it was. And he was climbing that tree. And when Jesus told him, come on down, he came down. But when the people grumbled, it hit him like a rock. It stopped him in his tracks. And he turned around to Jesus. And he said, Lord, I'll give my possessions to those, the poor people. I give it to them. And if I defraud anybody, if I offended anybody, I'll give them four times as much. What he did right there and then is what Jesus is looking from all of us. For us to stand up and confess our sins. Because brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. I'm going to surprise you right now. I'm going to tell you this like it is. I am a sinner. I am not perfect. I am a sinner. But I have been washed with the blood of Christ. I have been redeemed by Christ. When he climbed on that cross, when they put him on that cross, I was being redeemed by him because he went up there for me. I'm going to let myself be crucified for Freddie. Because Freddie needs this here. A couple years ago at a family reunion, my cousins, we were all sitting around talking, laughing, and they were criticized that my sister didn't come to family reunions. And they asked me, how come your sister doesn't come to the family reunion? I said, because she's a church-going woman and she feels more comfortable in church than in a situation like this. And they mumbled and they grumbled. And then one of my cousins stood up and said, well, you know what? Churches were made for sinners. And your sister's not a sinner. But I sat there and I looked at him And the only thing that came to my mind was, so what are we doing here? Why are we sitting here? If the churches were made for sinners, why are we here? See, that is the story that we get from Zacchaeus, because Zacchaeus turned around and confessed his sin. We need to go out around our families, around our friends. When they start talking, they say, well, wait a second now. Yes, I am a sinner. Yes, I've been where you've been. But I found something that I think you need to find too. I found something that you need in your life. Yes, the church is made for sinners. Yes, we are all here because God brought us here. Jesus brought us here. But there's one thing you haven't done that I have. I have confessed my sin. One Sunday morning at the Sunday school, I was walking towards the Sunday school class, and my wife comes in from the outside. So the church, she said, oh, there's a guy standing outside with a sign. I said, what's the matter? He said, he's protesting the church. I said, protesting the church? What does that mean? He's standing out there with a sign that says, in this church are a bunch of hypocrites, because they're all sinners. And I said, well, he's absolutely right. I said, did you offer him a cup of coffee? Tell him to come on in and have a cup of coffee with us? He said, no, he don't want to come in. I said, he's not saying anything wrong, but he's going about it the wrong way. Yes, we are sinners, but I don't think we're hypocrites. I don't think we are, because Christ brought us here and gave us his message to take out there. Zacchaeus is a man who was looking for something. Zacchaeus was a man who didn't know what it was. But it's like I'm standing right here. I'm standing higher than you guys, so I can see everything. And Jesus had told me, come on down. Freddie, come on down, because I want to spend time with you. I want to spend time in your house. And if you're here today, and you're still looking for something, you found it here today. If you're here today, and you know somebody that's looking for something, you know what to tell them. It doesn't matter how short you are. It doesn't matter how tall you are. It doesn't matter what your stature is. No matter, that doesn't matter. What matters is what's in your heart. Zacchaeus opened his heart and he confessed his sins to Christ right there. Now that's when Jesus came and turned around and said, this day, salvation has come to this house, because the Son of Man came and saved those that are lost. Came and turned the light on for us to see at the end of the tunnel, because we was in that darkness. We was bound in chains because of our sin. And those chains were broken by Christ. And he brought us here so that we can proclaim what he has done for us. Testify. Don't be ashamed to testify what God has done for you. What Christ has done for you. That Christ told you, hey, come on down. Tell you, come on down here and be with me, because I want to spend time with you. Every morning when I wake up, I say, good morning, God. Because I'm thankful that I had another day, I have another day here. I'm thankful that he's given me another opportunity to go out there and tell somebody, hey, you know what Christ has done in my life? Hey, have you heard his name? That guy that they call Jesus, have you heard of him? Hey, how you doing? Pee-wee was a short man that I remember. But how many of us today feel like Zacchaeus? We were looking and searching and don't know what it is that we're looking for. How many of us today, when somebody comes and tells you a story, you say, well, I'm still looking about it. I haven't decided yet. Many of us are going to be still doing that for Tuesday. This coming Tuesday. Hey, I don't know what I'm going to do. I haven't decided yet who I'm going to vote for. But that's different. Revelations, let me find it here because I have it here. Revelation 3:20 says, see, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and eat with him and he with me. How many of you have heard that knock? How many of you have figured out who's at the door? How many of you have heard that and take a peek but don't want to open the door? Jesus is knocking. Jesus is calling. Jesus is giving you the opportunity for you to open that door and eat with him. And he'll eat with you. Change the name of Zacchaeus. Put your name in there. And tell your story. Tell your story of how Jesus came into your life. Tell the story of the miracles that he has done in your life. Tell the story of how God changed your life. That is an amazing story all by itself. You may be standing there saying, I don't have much to say about what God did for me. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Because he is in your life. He has made a difference in your life. I am not the man I used to be. Because of Christ, I have become a better man. I remember telling my father when I was about 35 years old. My father was a strict man growing up. 17 years old, 18 years old, I had to be in the house by 8 o'clock. In bed by 9. Couldn't go hang out with my friends outside, nothing. I had to be in the house. And he made it firm. In the house. But at 35 years old, I was able to tell my father, Pops, thank you. Thank you for what? I'm not on drugs. I'm not in jail. And I'm not dead. And I'm raising my kids right. Because how you raised me. He said, I was just being a father. Well, God was a father too. And he sent his son. He sent him down here knowing what was going to happen. Knowing that at some point he was going to have to go on that cross. But that day he met Zacchaeus. That day, Zacchaeus' salvation came to his house that day. Because he confessed his sins. I am a sinner. And I'll be the first to tell you that. I am a sinner. But I have been washed with the blood of Christ. He has saved me from the life that I was in. He has brought me here. Call me to preach his word. Call me to take his word forward to those that needed to hear his word. But But it was because he loved me first. Jesus loved me first. We sang a lot of songs, a lot of hymns this morning about that. And last week, I was going through my Bible. I opened up my Bible, and it opened to Psalm 63. And the first verse there says, "Oh God, you are my God." And it was a proclamation. A proclamation that we all need to do and say, acknowledge, let the whole world hear you, that God is your God. That Jesus came here for you. That he came here to save you. He came here to substitute you to being on the cross, and he put himself on the cross. He came here because he loved you first. And like Zacchaeus, I come down from the tree. And I offer to you what he offered to me. If you have not received, or if you have not come to Christ, today is the day to do it. If you need to put something in God's hands, today is the day to do it. If you need to have an encounter, if you're standing on that tree, today is the day that you let Jesus come into your house. Let him walk with you to your house today. Let him visit you at home, but here today, come to him and let him be the one to say, "I love you," because he does. Like when I was sitting in the back of the church and I heard those words, we preach relationship with Christ. And I offer you today that relationship. The relationship with Christ. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity you've given us here today. Because we know, Lord, that you came here to save us. And Lord, we know that you are here today. You are here this morning with us. Touch those hearts that need to be touched. Speak, Lord, to those that need to hear your words in Jesus' name.
Horeb Baptist Church, a church on the way to God's heart, presented a message for your life. If this message has been an impact to your life, or you would like more information of previous sermons and information about our church, contact us at www.horebnola.com.